Well, we just recorded episode 60 of Soccer Cards United.
We wilded out.
We wilded out on that one.
I wonder if we got hate for it yet.
Don't know.
Don't care.
Turned off my Twitter, threw out my phone.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. That's a lie. I'm definitely on Twitter. As you're listening to this, wherever you are in the world, whatever time it is in your time zone, as you're listening to this, I'm somewhere else in the world on Twitter.
Jesus.
I would almost guarantee that to be true.
But you're not anywhere else in the world.
No, I'm in Dublin.
Yeah.
And I'm probably on Twitter. So maybe if I was somewhere else in the world, I wouldn't be on Twitter. I'd be looking around. Wow, look at this.
I've seen you do that before in a different country.
Yeah. I go, oh, look at that. Oh, wow. So we just recorded the podcast and it was an intense one. So now it's time to just
Lay back,
chill out, and listen to some of the fine questions and points and statements raised by our wonderful listeners over the last week or so.
Fair.
Enzo, let's start with Instagram. I know there's people there that are anxious to hear responses.
I'm going to start us off with, I guess, a quick fire. Just shoot anything that doesn't seem like it needs too much.
Yeah, okay.
Too much to it. KMB Cards just says, Florian Wirtz. With a lot of exclamation points. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, great. Definitely Florian Wirtz.
He's doing great. Jason Ross Labs and Wax said, tell me something interesting about Jeremy Pino. I think you did in 10, 20 episodes ago.
I did. I'll just run over again. He was the youngest player ever to appear in a Europa League final when he played against Manchester United in the Europa League final. He is from the Canary Islands and he grew up in the same academy as Pedri from Barcelona. And a volcano just erupted on the island that he's from recently.
That is something interesting about Jeremy Pino. Both from the Las Palmas
Academy. Yeah.
So that's nice. Tops, yeah. People are kind of asking a lot about that Tops. The Giovanni Reina 333 on-card autos that were supposedly in Merlin 95. Which I don't even think we got into it, but didn't get into it.
We got into it, but then Saudi Arabia somehow came back up.
To me, listen, that was shocking. You can't, there's no way when selling those boxes they didn't know and were fully aware that them autos weren't in it.
I think we needed to know. Do we want to read out the statement?
Yeah, I can pull it out.
What Top said. So basically, if anyone doesn't know, if anyone wasn't here at the time, the Merlin 95 hobby box that came out.
Dear customer.
Okay.
It has been brought to
our... Sorry, this is an email that went to anybody whose account bought a box of Merlin 95.
Yeah. It has been brought to our attention that the signed Urania rookie cards, and I don't even think they were rookies. I think his rookies were the year before, were missing from our Merlin 95 set. It's been brought to our attention. We've been all saying it for months, being like, there's none of these.
Yeah.
This is not. After investigating this, sounds fake, we now understand that there was a collation issue at our manufacturing facility, and they're blaming the manufacturer, and the cards have since been found there.
So the issue was they didn't collate the cards into the set. Okay.
But does that mean some boxes were missing a card? I don't think so. We continue.
No.
Maybe they were. Cards have since been found there. The Reina cards were signed 6 months before Merlin 95 was released, and there was a system switchover in the meantime, which meant they weren't checked in correctly. We sincerely apologize for this. We work very hard to maintain our insertion ratios are met.
Insertion ratios.
But in this instance, there has to be a name for it. In this instance, there was a mistake. To own it up to it. You know, we want to make good on this. We want to make good on this. That sound, I don't like that. We'll be sending the cards out at random to people who ordered the box. There will be a total of 333 cards sent out. Thank you, and we apologize again for not getting this correct in the first instance. And I'm adding this, I didn't actually say it. I'm so sorry that it took months upon months upon months to figure this out. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
It could have happened. Listen, I think it was a really respectful email to send out. I think they could have ignored it, even though technically they really couldn't ignore it because Jesus Christ. It took so long to do. Companies move slow, like I know that from where
it's
I'm
been,
working.
What, 6 months?
Yeah, around that. Even like, in fairness, I work in a biomedical engineering company and there's so many fuck ups, so I don't actually believe that it's impossible it's a fuck up.
Yeah.
But even there, when they're kind of like, he signed it 6 months in advance and da da da, like in my head, what makes sense, there was a huge delay from that set being sold to it actually being shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me feels like maybe they sold it, they were getting ready, waiting on the autos. The autos didn't come, they delayed.
They couldn't, the time passed where they couldn't.
Like, we need to just ship this out.
They couldn't just say at that stage, oh, by the way, because they would have been dealing with massive amounts of refunds.
Yeah. No, but even like, I just think they couldn't secure the autos, maybe. Which sounds crazy because I think Giorena was signing everything. But, you know, COVID, whatever. And I just, that's what, like, there was a super big delay. That delay could have happened for anything. But it did feel like that set was a perfect set when it dropped. But the problem with it was that it took so long to actually be shipped out. I think maybe they were waiting and waiting and waiting. And they eventually hit a point where they were like, we either ship this out or we cancel it.
Yeah.
And they said, just fucking ship it out. No one will notice.
Can I ask this question?
But I don't know. That's been kind of rough on them.
In that email that they sent out.
Yeah.
Who signed it?
I don't have a signee.
Let me check.
You had the email. I had a snapshot.
I got the email. Let me just check.
But like, I don't even see if you even say this on the main show. So there's 333 being sent out. We obviously had bought a load of boxes of Murder 95 that we sold onto the people, obviously without knowing that the autos were missing. So there is a chance that we, as anyone else, could actually get some of the Giovanni Reyna autos, at which point, if we get one, if we get more than one, we're going to do a transparent and fair giveaway.
For anyone who
bought. For anyone, because we have like a list of everyone that bought that box off us. So for anyone that bought that box, we're going to do a giveaway, probably on Instagram or somewhere. We'll figure it out. We will give you that card. If we get it, someone will get it at random that had bought instead of us. And if you bought more than one box, you get more entries into the giveaway, which makes sense.
The email was signed Tops Team, and I'm not someone who, I know, like, literally, like, I work in a customer service job. I am a middle manager. I'm not asking for anyone to be hung out to dry, but I would have liked to see like someone senior, like the
Michael Eisner
or like the global VP of product development or whoever it is, you know, like,
yeah, it's a cop out,
or like the director of licensing or somebody, like, give me, pick an executive and make them sign the letter.
Yeah,
because,
and do you know what, actually, fuck the main, Saudi Arabia fucked us up on the main show, Jason.
Yeah.
There was an incident with the BVB summer tour that one of our listeners sent to us. So the summer tour was like the Borussia Dortmund summer tour. They had a lot of autographs.
We got a Mokoko.
So it was basically, it wasn't buying a pack. It wasn't buying a box. It was just buying an autograph outright. There was an issue. Basically, there was people that bought, I think 50% of the people or something like that, that bought an Erling Haaland autograph.
Yeah.
Have not received it yet and got an email saying, yo, there's a delay getting this Haaland autograph.
Because we know Haaland doesn't sign stuff.
Haaland ain't signing shit, so I was surprised they even had them. But like, to sell, like, basically, Haaland autograph, if you want a refund, let us know. Otherwise, sit tight, we're going to get this.
That's what they said.
We're going to make them sign it. And it's just shocking to, like, it's messy. It's just messy to sell. Yeah. To sell it. And like, those weren't like, the fucking Merlin sets were a couple hundred, maybe 100, I think. But like, the Haaland autograph, that you're not buying a box, you're buying the literal autograph, one single card, an autograph.
And you could get, like, you
for like
you
2 grand. Get
a Ansu Fati and Messi dual auto in the Merlin set.
Yeah.
Like, you could have got anything. Like, you could have got a one-of-one Jude Bellingham or something, you know.
Of course. But what we're saying is, like, you're dropping 2 grand to get a specific autograph card. Yeah. If you're selling that to me, I assume you have it.
Yeah.
That's just messy.
Yeah, so I mean, look, I think we're coming to the end of the stage where the pandemic is even an excuse.
That's true.
We're coming to the end. I would say from January onwards, I'm going to assume you can be in person, you can go and you can, you know,
get your stickers and get maybe even some on-card autos.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'm sure operating the autograph side of things, dealing with clubs, dealing with agents, dealing
with
players.
Oh, must be an absolute nightmare.
Absolute nightmare. And you do have to manage it as best way you can. But in my opinion, can't sell the Haaland autographs without the autograph. It makes no sense. But yeah. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm probably, like, in fairness, I'm not in that position.
We don't know, but people were kind of rubbed up the wrong way by it.
Yeah, I just think the Merlin 95 one was shocking because, like, it went on so long that we, the consumer base, were like, we've never seen an on-card autograph from Reyna. It was one of the selling points of that box.
Yeah.
Wasn't in that box. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, like, are people entitled to refunds in that case?
I don't know.
You know? Because I know, okay, now you're sending it out to people, so technically you could say you have the same chance that if you bought, like, I opened the box, I bought the box, under the impression that I had a chance of hitting that card.
Yeah.
And I don't. And once upon a time, there was a Steve Aoki, one of one Lionel Messi from the museum collection that he magically got, which made me feel like when I opened the museum collection, I had a chance at a one-on-one Messi that I never actually had a chance at.
Steve Aoki got it.
They have the Steve. They have the big Steve.
Big Steve Aoki.
It's messy.
It is messy. So that's unfortunate, an unfortunate side effect.
But shout out to Tops for actually being like, yo, we fucked up and we're going to rectify it.
We're owning up to it and we're doing. And in fairness, like one thing that I like, one thing that I think is good and I try and do myself is like, if you fuck up and you need to put in a solution, whatever solution you put in is going to be imperfect. So you need to find what is the most fair solution.
Yeah.
Not what is like within reason, what is the most fair and evenly distributed way you can make up for this? You know, like there are probably other ways, like there is more they could do, but there's not more they could do while giving everybody the same compensation.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So interesting, annoying, but at least they said something.
Yeah.
Right, what
sorry
else
that we went sidetracked there. Saudi Arabia caught us off guard.
Once again.
Jason, what league Panini sticker sets are you most excited about this season? Me personally, just if I can cut in, there's nothing jumping out at me. I'm waiting on France, but I guess I just kind of love the Panini foot brand.
Yeah, your man Sulemana off Ren.
Yeah, but even like just the Brazilian sticker sets, you're always kind of hoping that a young Brazilian star is going to pop up.
Yeah, but I'm not able to get my hands on Panini Brasileiro. No, but you'll
try, Jason.
I'll try, I'll always try.
But no, there's nothing on my radar, really. There's nothing that I'm like, I'm waiting on this specific player sticker. That's not for me, but that's just my opinion. Like, I'm not.
I don't know. I think like we're getting so many cards now that like,
it's hard to get value in the sticker.
Yeah, it's hard to find value in the sticker. You can still do it, but it is getting harder.
I agree with that. Jason, we have two grading questions.
Okay.
What do you think is a better investment, a PSA 9 of a number to 150 card or a PSA 10 of a number to 250 card? And I think we both agree on this, that the PSA 10.
Yeah.
Even though it's numbered, because you think then you have to break it down to population. Like what population of the 250 is a PSA 10? What population of the 150 is a PSA 9 or 10? Yeah, PSA 10 comes with an absolute premium. People need to. I don't think people understand that fully.
Yep.
Because people have hit me up actually recently about Ryan Cherki being like, should I get the PSA 10 or the PSA 9? Is the PSA 10 overpriced?
Oh, Ryan Cherki.
You get the 9. Me. I mean, you get the 10.
That Ryan Cherki tops now. I think he scored twice for France under 21s today. But that Ryan Cherki tops now. There's PSA 9s and 10s that are going for like $30, $50, all that stuff. And I'm just like, it's one of those things where it's like, I think it's still like, it's way below what I thought it would be. I mean, if people are selling for below one third of the price in some cases of what it costs to grade the card.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good deal. Because he will have a moment.
Oh, yeah.
If not a whole career, he will have a few moments.
Yeah.
But I have so many raw of the tops now that I haven't been dipping into the slabs. But I think there's people in the States getting great deals.
Yeah, there's moves to be made. The other question basically came from Kevin, and it's essentially, do BGS subgrades matter? He said he'd personally take a BGS 9 with 10 centering and 8.5 surface over a PSA 9. Who cares about the surface if it's in a slab?
I think that's an uncommon opinion.
Yeah, no, the surface matters. Like, okay, yeah. He's looking at it from an aesthetic point of view because he cares about the centering in that case. It's centered, so because obviously off-center is really aesthetically. Yeah. But
off-center, you're going to notice when you look at a face but on.
An 8.5 surface, you could notice it as well. It depends what the surface issue is.
Yeah.
But in your case, if he's probably not thinking about investing. He's thinking about personal collection, I would assume.
Yeah.
If you're getting a BGS 9 and you don't really care that the surface is impacted because it's in a slab, so I'm assuming you're holding it, not selling it.
But then in that case, if it's an aesthetic thing, I prefer the PSA slab to BGS.
I like the BGS slab more.
Do you?
I do.
There's something very angular about the BGS slab that I prefer, the kind of flat, rounded edges of the PSA slab.
Okay.
I feel like PSA slabs, if I hit my head off the corner, I'm not going to hurt myself.
Listen, I do think that the subgrades matter. Are they weighted equally when you're buying? That's interesting. But like, yeah, subgrades matter a lot. So if you're buying a BGS 9.5... two different BGS 9.5s and the subgrades are different, one will have a higher value than the other. And like, to be honest, surface is one of the main ones I would care about, because if I'm looking at something that it's centered to 10.
For me, I would say my ones are centering, corners, surface edges.
But like, when I think about it, I think about if I want to crack it. So if I want to crack it, corners need to be perfect.
Yeah.
Edges need to be perfect. Surface, I can get away with a little bit on it because I don't know what they're seeing on the surface that maybe someone else right, won't.
Okay.
And centering, if it's like if it's a 9 centering, I'll, you know, look at it myself and go, is it though? And try to figure it out and then send it to PSA. But I don't know, I think there's a lot of room to be made with BGS slabs, period, right now, because they seem to be getting no love and a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And if you break it down into subgrades, I think there's a lot of room for value with a BGS 9 and a BGS 9.5 and potential to get that over to a PSA 10.
Okay.
There interesting. We go. Some hot takes. Jason, I definitely have a lot of questions. I messaged a lot of people this week and said, this will be on PCU, this will be on PCU. Lost them all, basically.
Okay.
Because I think I need people to respond to the story, because when you respond to the story, it's in one place, you know?
Right, don't send them as DMs. Is that what you're saying?
Because they get lost.
Okay.
Jamie Dorr said, US soccer is on the rise. How do you best capture it? Like, how do we actually take advantage of knowing that when the World Cup comes, it's going to be a boom? And he's saying, is it Pulisic and Reina rookies, or what's the story? Essentially, I think we've said this before. I just want to answer as well. It's basically anyone's guess of who will be the star for that team
mm-hmm.
in 2026. Who's going to be the guy that gets that goal, you know, yeah. or does that moment?
Well, I think if you're looking at how do I take advantage of it for 2022, for 2026, I think Pulisic rookies and Reina rookies, depending on your budget, probably don't even represent the best value for your money.
Mm-hmm.
The likes of, I think Garcia Football Cards are all mate, was talking about Ricardo Pepi, rookies going past $200, I think, based on his few performances there for the USMNT. He had, you know, the Panini US national team set?
The Panini Instant kind of vibe set, yeah.
They added a Pepi bonus card to that, if you want to pick up his first
nice.
USA team. So he could be the starting striker. Brendan Aaronson is making a real impact.
Caden Clark.
Caden Clark. We don't know who exactly is going to start up front.
One of the best ways to take advantage of it for me would be to be purchasing the MLS Chrome and MLS Sapphire wax and sitting on it.
Because we're starting to see more players that are coming through in the MLS, then going to Europe, and then coming into the US team.
Yeah.
But Pulisic, obviously, probably the safest. If you could buy a Pulisic rookie, a grade of Pulisic, PSA 10 of a Panini Select or something. But if you're more in the prospecting sector, I think we said before, try and figure out who's going to be playing up front, who's going to be scoring the goals of the next World Cup. And if you can figure that out, well, you're doing a better job than Greg Berhalter is. Yeah. So good luck.
There you have it. And then the last question on Instagram that I have access to. What do you think would be a better investment? Will Stadium Club or Merlin Chrome have long-term collectivity compared to Topps Chrome from the Jude class?
Yeah, depends on the card, I suppose. I think Topps Chrome are obviously going to be the main ones. But I think they will have some... Merlin less so, I think, because there's very little that differentiates Merlin from Champions League Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the imaging. Merlin Chrome, this is. In terms of the imagery, in terms of the design, it's very, very samey. When you look at Topps Chrome and Topps Merlin Chrome, there are some differences, but not really. Stadium Club is kind of in its own lane because it's photography based. There's not a lot of stuff happening on the cards.
That's true.
There are.
Merlin did have some rookies that weren't in the other sets. Like
true.
The likes of Martinelli and
Jerry Simons and people like that. Yeah. But I think if you're whatever player it is, whether it be Adeyemi, it's going to be the Champions League Chrome. If it's Florian Wirtz, it's going to be the Bundesliga Chrome, or the Sapphire of those. I don't think it's going to be completely disrespected, but obviously if you want a big investment piece, get a low-numbered chrome of the player.
Yeah.
Pretty easy advice, actually.
It's very...
That's probably a cop-out to say. Just get a... Just buy an 05 PSA 10.
Just get a chrome. We had one more kind of interesting question. Someone said, listen to the most recent episode and really curious on our thoughts on Real Fever. That's right. Jason's face just changed. Or Real and then F-E-V-O-R. I know you guys are fans of So Rare, and I agree it seems like a great concept, but for Real Fever, it just seems like I've missed the boat already. Maybe a topic for the show. Please don't feel like you need to respond here, which is really nice. Real Fever, I am almost positive Jason is the equivalent of NBA Top Shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think. But it has historical... I think it's gold.
Bruno Fernandes is here on... Bruno Fernandes is on the homepage. Collect all the moments of your favourite players, Cristiano Ronaldo, Iker Casillas, Bruno Fernandes and many more, all backed by official intellectual property.
And it is highlights of goals, isn't it?
Highlights of goals. Yeah, it looks like Bruno Fernandes.
I've seen, like, I think I'm pretty sure this is the right thing. It's licensed fully, I think, with specific partners. I'm almost certain someone messaged us a long time ago and said that they had purchased, or they knew someone who purchased, Sergio Ramos's Champions League equalizer in the Champions League final against Atletico Madrid. But, like, to own that moment, horrible as that
own
was.
Own it and burn it. That's what I would go. Do. The NFT is no longer exists on a blockchain.
Jesus.
I'm taking them out. I'm hunting them.
You're going to get it? You're going to pay for it?
I'm going to destroy it.
Didn't have them.
Didn't have them.
You're like the X-Men. The fucking...
The Men in Black.
Men in Black, yeah.
The Neuralizer.
There you go. That's what you are. Never happened. Sorry for bringing it up, Jason.
No, it's okay. Yeah, moments. Like, football moments are obviously cool. Football is a very, you know, there's like momentous moments in a match. And I think Dapper Labs, is that what they're called? Dapper Labs, who do Top Shot. And I'm working on the NFL version of Top Shot as well. They have a deal with La Liga to do La Liga NFT moments. So Rare are bringing in Bundesliga moments next season. There's it's an open, because what all these NFT companies are running into, by the way, is the exact same thing that Topps and Panini run into. You know, if I'm Dapper Labs and I want to do, I'm doing basketball, I'm doing Top Shot basketball, great, it's going really well. I want to do more sports. Okay, I can do the NFL. Oh, it's just signed a deal with the NFL, grand. Okay, now we're going to do soccer. Oh shit, there's 15,000 people to negotiate with.
And they all want different things.
Yeah, I have La Liga, okay, but I have the Champions League.
So I have the Copa del Rey.
I have the Copa del Rey. I have this, I have that. I have, so it might be like...
I feel weird about owning a specific moment though, just because I feel like a goal in football like belongs to everyone, do you know? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I own the World Cup winning goal. Like, what is that? But I mean, I'm detaching myself from
our reality. You own a video of it.
Yeah, but it's weird. But, you know, I kind of get it. To be fair, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I
not for me.
It's not my cup of tea. Like, it's not, moments are not, I remember it. You know?
But you wouldn't like to have it in your wallet. Like, oh, yeah, look, Jason owns that goal.
No, he doesn't.
It's not for me.
He doesn't.
You do, you scored it.
If I scored it, I would like to own it. But if I
pick one player to purchase all their shit, all of their moments, knowing that they'll eventually want to give buy-in, someone that's going to be slow to it, and then they're eventually going to be like, I want all my goals, and you're like, haha, I've fucking taken them all.
Ronaldo, yeah, because he would need them,
he'd want them,
he would, yeah, he wouldn't rest until he had them.
I just love we had like rights to it. If like football's greatest wanted to do football's greatest, but they had to come to me.
But the thing is, yeah, it's like it's.
But it's not that.
It's
not that. Yeah.
So, like, but I think that, like, so say, right, let's say, you know, you're Dapper and you're saying, I'm sorry if they're not called Dapper, by the way.
I don't want to Google it, but
I don't want to Google it. I have a computer right in front of me. I just Googled Real Fever. Well, I'm not Googling who makes Top Shot. Like, and it's like, turns out like, oh, okay, so my players, I have, you know, So Rare have the Bundesliga license and Real Fever have the Champions League license, and then you go to the World Cup and FIFA are collaborating with Dapper, and it's like, oh, these are all like, it's all over the place. Licensing is a real issue in soccer, and these NFT companies are discovering it, just like card companies discovered it. And my main worry about investing in any particular moments based platform in soccer is that the licensing is all over the place, and I'm not convinced. It's too hard to pick. Well, these are going to be the ones that eventually
buy all them.
Yeah,
it's a mess. I'm not into it personally. It's interesting, but I'm not into it. It seems like you don't need to make an NFT for everything, and it seems like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
because like Top Shot was a mad hype thing that then burst, and I don't know if it's coming back.
It's or back, what's, I think. Yeah,
it's back, but it's not. It's not. I don't know. I think a lot of it is hype.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about the long. I don't know about the long term collectability of it. Although I'm not completely closed-minded to that either. Like, yeah. if you got Cristiano Ronaldo's first ever goal in football, and that was your moment, 10 years later, you're the owner of that moment, that'll probably mean something.
I think if a player, if a company, like, going back to what you were saying about like actual intellectual property, if a company bought the rights to the Premier League archival footage, say, Sky, like if Sky did Premier League moments, and they wouldn't, they said, we will never show, like if we want to show this goal, everyone that owns it, we pay them a royalty when we use it on a compilation ahead of, you know, Wayne Rooney's overhead kick against Manchester City. Every time there's a Manchester derby, we show that goal in the montage before. If you own the one of the 20,000 moments, you get whatever.
A percentage of the revenue.
Yeah. But
no one ever, there's so few people that are willing to put a percentage of the revenue attached into the NFT.
Yeah.
That's a big fuck up.
So look, interesting stuff.
Interesting.
It's licensing very, is my problem.
Yeah, it's very primal at the minute. It's very interesting. It could go somewhere great if people know how to use it. But at the minute, it feels like people are like, we can take this, we can turn it into an NFT, and we'll make money. And that's kind of the boardroom meeting. There's no deeper.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Yes.
When you see the likes of So Rare doing it, you think they might have something up their sleeve and stuff like that. So we'll see where it goes. But yeah, it's not a huge, it's not hugely on our radar. It's there, we see it, but it's not. Not our flavor. That's all the Instagram messages that I have access to for sure. If I've missed your question, ping me, and next week when I put up this story, ping me again there.
Yeah.
To draw attention. Cheers.
Mr. John Nellis, speaking of somewhere.
Ooh.
Mr. John Nellis says, Murder 95, Gio Reyna, go. We already did.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's fair play to them for coming out. Hopefully we get some on-card autographs sent to us. We will 100,000,000% dish it out randomly and fairly to someone who has purchased the box from us. And I don't think we ripped any of that either, so we don't even get to have tokens in the mix, Jason. Not that we would anyway, but you know.
But yeah, someone out there is going to get it. If we get
I'd like to think we're going to get at least one.
I would like to think so.
But we might not.
We might not. Bloomy had a great question, which is, what is the card you had your hands on and let go for a cheap price when it went to the moon and now you regret letting it go? What did you sell too early?
I have one.
You have one?
I have one.
Okay.
And I think it's the only thing that I have this with.
Right.
Because I'm diamond hands, Jason.
Yeah.
And I sell at the right time like a shark.
Okay.
But there was one moment that I sold at the wrong time, Jason.
What was that?
For months, I was stockpiling my Erling Haaland foosballs, as we all know.
Yeah.
But after I kind of maxed out what I could with my foosballs, I was looking for what's next. And I started cherry picking and picking up in volume, a big volume play, the gold foil Panini 365 Erling Haaland triple sticker from the Under 20 World Cup. I would say I had about 65 of these.
Wow.
A lot. I got for around €3 each.
That's a lot.
Cheap. Huge volume play. He was in his Norwegian kit. I was vibing. Had him for maybe 4 or 5 months. Nothing.
Nothing was happening.
They didn't buzz. No one ever even spoke about them. I spoke about them a few times on the podcast, trying to bring a bit of attention to them, trying to get conversation going. Not even pumping, like trying to get conversation. Like, it's his first international kit. That's when we first got into the kind of pre-rookie vibe. Is it? Does it count? Does it not?
Yeah.
And eventually it was just like, oh, Panini 365 just isn't flagship-y enough. You know, it's not a Panini foot. It's not a Panini foosball. It's not a football. It's not a, you know, it's just not that, you know, it's not Liga Este. It's just not. They don't respect it.
Right.
I went, fuck. And then eventually I seen it went up from €3 to €8. And I was doing a bit of volume and I was like, oh yes, people are buying it. Someone brought attention to it. You know what?
Time to go.
And I think I put like 45 of them together in a lot.
Wow.
45 sticker lot. I don't know what I sold it for, but let's just say.
You could have had a lot more.
Yeah, no, but like literally a couple of weeks later. And thankfully, again, 45, so I still had 20.
Yeah.
So I still profited. But then I think in the end, they ended up getting to like €70 per sticker at one stage. Good
Lord, yeah.
I think it's come down, but like it was £70 per sticker at one stage. And, you know, I sold 45 for...
Yeah, didn't even
pretend. And then I got positive feedback on eBay for the guy that bought it. Oh, these are great. And I said, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, I'd say you are very positive.
It wasn't even about the money. It was just because I made the play knowing that the Norwegian sticker mattered.
Yeah.
And it just, I was like, I was wrong. The market is always right. They said it doesn't matter. And I said, fuck.
You should have trusted your instincts.
And I should have just waited, yeah. Because the market came good then.
Maurizio Franco on Twitter said...
What about you? You have a great one with wax. I think you're just trying to forget about it.
No, it's coming.
Oh, up. Sorry.
Maurizio Franco said, all the Mbappe ones, the rookie, the prism, the silver, thinking about it, I want to cry. Forgot to mention a gold auto of CR7 that I sold very cheap to today's prices. This sounds like a man that was sitting on...
This sounds like a man... Like, to be fair, this sounds like a man who had access to Prism in 2014 and 2018.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And thought, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Let me sell right now.
Let me just move it. But like, you know, back in the day, the fat packs were sitting in Walmart shelves, or like, it wasn't the thing. It's the thing you take a picture and say, anything good here? And people are like, no.
Yeah.
But then it obviously in time popped off.
Let me see here. KCMO Sports Card says, I've only been in the... Did you talk about this last?
I think off air I said I was reading that.
Okay. He said, I've been in the soccer card world for only 7 months or so. Worst thing so far is that I sold a few Victor Osimhen Mojo rookies out of Chronicles, sold them for like $10 a piece. I think right now they go for $20 to $25. Yeah. Victor Osimhen on the way up. If you've been, I don't know if you're a regular listener, KCMO Sports Cards, but pretty near the end of the season, or pretty close to the start of the season, we were picking him out as one of the bright lights to come shining. Yeah. So, but yeah, $10 a piece for a few cards.
No, hey. But like, you know, at that earlier stage, like 10 to 25 is such a big difference when you're selling at 25.
That's
know?
True, yeah.
It really adds up.
Right.
So I get that. I understand what you're saying.
Austin Lucrative says, rookie Mbappe card. Thought he was going to be an expensive flop for PSG.
That's fair.
Boy, was I wrong.
Damn, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to disrespect it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember seeing Mbappe and when he went to PSG thinking, it's just no expensive flop. Like he was.
Yeah, no, he was solidified by the time he was signing.
Yeah.
And it was such a safe signing for him that he was always kind of going to go well there.
But I also understand.
Selling on the transfer.
Yeah, but was there a market to sell, you know?
No, it was early. That's why he regrets it.
Yeah. And then Rondo cards, Ronnie. Portrait fan, Michael Eisner.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said he sold his 2019-2020 sealed box of foosball for £100.
Less than what you sold yours for, and that's when you know someone fucked up.
Yeah, he said because I hadn't sold anything in a while at the time. Hadn't been in the hobby long enough. Oh, haven't been in the hobby long enough for any real disasters yet, though. So that's good. He's not going to get him down.
But that was a bit of a disaster.
You would say that's the disaster.
Yeah, because I think it's at 500 or something now, more.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Whatever, it's like, you know, just...
I think that was the worst one out of the entire list. Maybe, no, there was some bad ones there, actually, the Ronaldo and the name.
Cyprian says, tops now, Pedri rookie, bought 5, sold 3 for €20 each. What are they, like £100 now or something?
Yeah, they're at least 75. Yeah. But listen, great for buying the rookies.
Great for going in on Pedri. And also, like, I think selling tops now, Pedri for a profit, considering how many rookie cards Pedri went on to have.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. Cover yourself, cover your costs.
Yeah, again, a lot of people need to remember they still profited here.
Yeah.
Like take your profit, keep moving.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, that is a fun question. Jason, you sold too many Panini Fussball. You made a huge play on Panini Buzz Fussball when you had low funds.
Yep. Did the business.
You pictured it all out. You said this has to go for this. You mentioned all the rookies that were in it. Solobzai, Patsandaka,
yeah.
Haaland. You did all the maths. I think you got 8 of them or 5 of them.
5 of them for 80 each.
Yeah. And yeah. You 5 of them, 80 each. You said this is a fucking steal. You got them there in hand.
They unbelievable grand. Investment.
And you know, you were waiting for too long. They weren't doing that, and you eventually sold them very cheap.
On the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made the website look nice when we launched.
I think there's a couple of people that bought those from the website that came back again.
Yeah, they got the experience of buying a box, thought it was safe. Like, you know.
You know, so. And considering that.
You took one for the team.
Well, I mean, considering. I mean, I was going to say considering how much money we've made from the website, but that would be none, it'd be zero.
Considering.
I should have just kept the box.
We'd be up.
We'd be up. No, but it was, you know, I feel good about it because I feel like I, like...
You christened the site.
Yeah, do you know?
Yeah.
That can never be...
You can never regret it.
I can never regret that. Yeah. Because what's the... Like, imagine in an alternate universe... Where they don't go on the site, and for whatever reason, that just tips the scales.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, now I have these boxes. I probably would have sold them maybe for 300 a piece.
Yeah.
And it still would have, you know, like.
Yeah, you still have the regret.
If it's something like that where it's like grail wax.
Yeah.
No matter when you sell it.
It was too early.
It was too early. That's the whole point.
Like my Pokemon boxes.
Just like your Pokemon boxes from the last episode, which to us was only an hour ago.
That's true.
But to the listener was days and days ago. So, that is Postcards United for episode 60 of Soccer Cards United.
Sponsored by Saudi Arabia.
Sponsored by the state of Saudi Arabia. Up the Magpies.